Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine, while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. And John, again, I apologize for having to cut you off so quick because we had that top of the hour we had to make. But Dr. Umeb, you were mentioning the Viasure, and we also have a caller, Ken, who's on the line that wanted to know more about that. So maybe you could talk with Ken. Welcome to the show, Ken. Oh, he just dropped. Okay, so let's talk about Viasure and what that does. You had mentioned that that might be an option.
Sound wave therapy, Jerry.
Sound wave.
Yeah, acoustic wave therapy.
Okay.
Sometimes it gets called shockwave, but yeah, that makes people think.
That's scary sounding. Yeah.
This is painless, by the way.
That's right, because people think that that's electric shocks. It's
noisy,
not.
But it's painless.
That's right. Oh, and we have Ken back on the line. Okay. Hi, Ken, calling
Hello,
from
Ken.
Seattle.
Hi, I had the Viasure treatment, 6 months ago, and it was very effective. How long does that last?
Statistically, you're going to have about 70% of the people will still have decent function a year later, and that's as far out as the studies go. But 30 to 40% are going to have decreased function and need a touch-up.
Yeah,
after 6 months to a year.
May depend also on what the comorbidities are. If you gain weight a lot, if you have cardiovascular disease, then the likelihood of not sustaining the benefit is higher.
Yeah. So the question is...
What if you're healthy and you're active and you're a longevity clinic, so you're taking all the requisite supplements?
Most people will still be functional a year later. And again, I can't talk to 2, 3, 5 years because we don't have the data. The studies just have not gone out that far. But if you're still good a year later, I would be quite encouraged and say, hey, you've probably, life is still happening. You're still getting older. The things are still sliding as much as we try to stop them. But if you're a patient and you're following your program, you're probably going to do well for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Excellent. Now, Ken, can we ask you, how was your procedure for you? I know when you hear shockwave or sound wave, it's like, but this is the newer procedure that we've been talking about on longevity for the past and have been doing it in the clinics for, well over a year now, year and a half, 2 years maybe for Viasure.
Yeah.
How did it work for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was painless. It was a little bit humbling the first time, but, I got over that.
Uh-huh. All right.
No, it was not painful at all. And very effective.
Okay. Well, and that's what we're shooting for, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's why I have only the men in the clinics provide the treatments.
Yeah.
And all three clinics, and then Will travels with the machine to all three clinics when they have patients there. So there's consistency in at least one of the provider teams. The doctors are all different in all different clinics. But you get familiar with your team. And then the younger you are, the fewer other comorbidities you have, the better results you're going to get, and they're going to to last that much longer. But recognize, and this is what I tell my hair patients too for the hair restoration clinic, that life is happening. You are getting older. And as life happens, the rate at which you will lose the function you have gained is unpredictable. Mm-hmm. If the best you can do is hope that it continues for a while, but when it stops or when you start to see the declination is variable. But the sooner you begin another touch-up program, the better off and the longer you sustain this. And as science and technology advances, we can then enhance, like the Neo4D, for example, is a new thing for us. And this is because at the conference they talked about it, and so we instituted as soon as I came back. The other thing is, you know, maybe we can do some more senescent cell therapies. We can do the Prolon 5-day autophagy fast mimicking program. So there are things that we can do that might help enhance the results for a little bit longer, add another medication to it. So lots of different options available.
Yeah, but you know, this is a problem that hits 50% of the men in the country by age 50.
Yeah.
And 70% of men by age 70. So it's, you know, it's an issue that needs to be addressed, because as the Methuselah Society, as I keep quoting this now, I love their tagline, which is, let's make 90 the new 60.
Yeah.
And I want our people doing great for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Jerry, for our older patients, sometimes we just have to do the injectable route as well. So we mm-hmm. do the Viasure treatments, and then we'll go ahead and prescribe injections if they need it, and that they do as and when needed. But it will give them the results they're looking for. And then the other part that is actually equally important is to think about your partner and to think about, is there something that we can do to help the partner that can enhance the relationship for both of you? And so if you're doing everything for yourself, maybe there's something we can do for her to make her more comfortable, give her more vaginal support, give her more estrogen, or something there that can also give her a better response, just as you're getting a better response. That way we're taking care of the team.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Viasure is one of the things that we do at Longevity. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that, Ken?
Real quick.
Yes.
So are touch-up treatments, are they less effective? And by virtue of continuous treatments, does it I don't know how to articulate it, but...
No, they're not less effective. All they'll do is provide more blood flow and therefore more growth factors to the area. Yeah. So they stimulate more vasodilatation.
You know, the
how many treatments
that,
would be required for a touch-up?
Well, it depends on what's happening with your symptoms. You know, what we find is people that have very, very poor sexual function, they need more treatments, obviously. People that come in early when they're noticing some decline in function but are still functional, it's easier to get them up to the level they want to be. And if over time you find yourself starting to slip, you know, your erections are not as good, not as robust as they had been, that's the time to come in and get a few extra treatments to get it back to where you want it.
And my guess would be, depending upon how much of a decline you've had, you'd probably need fewer treatments than you used the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that helpful, Ken? Very good.
Yes, very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, take care,
all right,
sir.
And thank you for calling in. Now, Viasure is one of those things that we do at Longevity for our patients, but also if you're not a patient of Longevity...
Yeah, so the sound wave therapy and this particular device was approved for two different things, for erectile function and for musculoskeletal use. For us in the clinic, we kept it for the first indication for patients and non-patients initially, and more recently we have started the musculoskeletal application for our patients only. And that is also going very well, by the way. So
that's the injured shoulders, hips, knees, etc.
Plantar fasciitis, tendon, a flare-up of a musculoskeletal condition where, you know, patients tell us a story that tells us it's just a local thing. And then they go back to the same providers that have used the device for erectile dysfunction will use it for the musculoskeletal area, and it can be a small, larger, or medium-sized area. The doctor will assess that. And we are starting to get some very good results. We've treated multiple patients with plantar fasciitis, elbow tendonitis, somebody with piriformis syndrome and back pain. So we are starting to see resolution of their pain quickly. These are patients who we know well. They're not, they don't have a neurological disorder. Mm-hmm. It's a local or regional issue caused because of certain thing that they did or something that happened. Sometimes they know, sometimes they don't. And with the treatment, we improve blood flow to that area without their having to need a lot of medications. And then that it provides some resolution. Typically, we're providing three treatments for them. Some may need up to a maximum of six, but they're about a week apart. Okay. So the same device doing a different function, and that for longevity patients only right now.
Very good. Okay. That number to call if you're interested in getting more details about Viasure, the number is 1-866-86-YOUNG. That's also the number that you call for your free health analysis at Longevity. And we continue to do this at our clinics in Kirkland, Tacoma, and in Linwood as well. And it includes the two free tests, the blood test and the in-body test that you can come in. And Dr. Umat, what does that give our doctors information on when they first meet a patient, they've done just those two tests?
Yeah. So for anybody listening that's not a patient and is thinking about doing it, the mm-hmm. blood test tells us whether you're pre-diabetic or not, and therefore we can gauge whether sugar is damaging tissue function and physiology for you. The in-body tells us your relationship with visceral fat and muscle mass, and whether you have a lot more visceral fat than you think you do, and therefore how many pounds of weight you should be losing. But it more than that, it tells us about your risk factors for cancer, for diabetes, for dementia, for degenerative joint diseases. But the bigger panel that you'll choose to do after you meet the doctor, that gives us a better evaluation of your underlying health and physiology. These are basic numbers that everybody should know, and unfortunately people don't know in this digital age. But I think, and it's fair to say, Jerry, that the biggest punch we save is for patients that when they become our patients is how do we evaluate and manage so many other conditions that are not part of this initial package. This is just a stepping stone to something bigger. Once we know they have high cholesterol, well, high cholesterol doesn't mean anything because as many of our listeners know, cholesterol is the building block of cells. We all need cholesterol, and your body makes more cholesterol as you get older because you don't have enough for the right reason. And when you are put on a statin medication, your cholesterol levels fall so low, your hormone levels fall so low, it actually causes more disease for you. And we look at this more critically. And yes, if you need a statin, you need a statin. But if you don't need a statin, how can we lower it? Is your LDL really dangerous for you or not? And those are the types of questions we help answer by doing some of the many, many specialty tests. And we're going to be adding genomic testing, IV therapy. There's so much more to what we do than just, you know, a basic panel and hormone replacement.
Absolutely.
Hormones are still our bread and butter. Functional medicine is functional medicine. Completely believe in it.
But you've got to start somewhere, though.
And, yes.
And cholesterol is the mother hormone, and you don't want to drop it too low because it's what you make everything else out of.
Yeah.
You know, pregnant alone, progesterone, estradiol, testosterone, cortisol, all of these steroids that our bodies need to function are made out of cholesterol.
That's right.
So interfering with cholesterol metabolism should be a last-ditch effort. If there's other ways to lower your risk, we should use the other ways.
Right. And then the first thing is find out what is your risk profile? What is your personal risk profile? And that's where we start. And then, you know, sometimes it's easy with just lifestyle changes like you with, you know, just having your DQ Blizzard and losing weight. And then sometimes it's really hard.
Yes. Yes.
That's right.
Oh, but the staff at Longevity, you know, they're for you. They want you to succeed, and they're there to encourage you every step of the way. You don't need to be afraid of coming in and making things happen, especially if you want to be stronger and you want to be faster and leaner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And smarter. Oh, and what's your favorite one there? Dr. Mixon?
Well,
happier.
For me, of course, it's happier.
But, happier and sexier.
But sexier makes me happier, so it works out all right.
There you go. We would love to have you come in and take that first step to getting healthier and stronger as you are going ahead, because you are aging. We're all aging every single day. Here is that number to call to make your free health analysis appointment. It is 1-866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go online to lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com to get a hold of us at Longevity Medical Clinic. We would love to see you here. And like so many of our listeners, already patients at Longevity, we would love to see you be one as well. My name is Lynette. We'll be back with your questions. Phone lines are open. Here is the number to call to be part of our show today, 800-465-8770. We'll be right back. To start your day. Hi there. Yes, welcome to your Saturday morning live in the studio. It's Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon here, and Dr. Samiri Umat. My name is Lynette. And that number to get through with your questions, 800-465-8770. And I believe we have another Viasure question on the line. Hi, Robert. Welcome. Good morning.
Hello, Robert. How can we help?
Hi, I have a question about Viasure, and you said you were using it for musculoskeletal problems. Mm-hmm. I went to the VA. They yesterday poked my knees. I have a lot of pain in my knees. It turns out I have arthritis. So okay. I'm going to try to get the VA to give me PRP injections. Uh-huh. Whether that'll work or not, you know, I don't know. I hear it's a possibility.
It's possibility, and it certainly it certainly decreases inflammation, so...
Yeah, and so, but I heard your thing about the musculoskeletal whatever it is. I want to say Viagra, but...
Viasure, yeah.
Viasure, yeah. I mean, would the Viasure use on the knees be effective if the problem is arthritis?
I don't know. I really don't. You know, what we've typically used it for is soft tissue disease.
Exactly.
Fasciitis, tendonitis, you know, ligamentous strains and injuries, deep muscle bruising, things that will, that if we can increase the blood flow,
right,
and stimulate growth with the acoustic energy. With arthritis, what you've got is an inflammatory process that's basically causing the cartilage to erode. And at some point, the underlying bone to start to erode. And so you've really got to decrease the inflammation in those joints. And one thing to start with is obviously total body inflammation. You want to get rid of your inflammation indices. There's a couple of tests you can do. One that we like to do is called a high sensitivity CRP, complement reactive protein. And complement reactive protein rises with inflammation anywhere in your body. The normal range is 1 to 3. We like to keep it below 1. We like to be better than normal. But many people with arthritic changes will be coming in with 12 and 15 instead of, you know, the 1.5 or 2. So first step, have somebody measure your inflammatory markers. See how much inflammation you've got, and then go on an anti-inflammatory program, something like an anti-inflammatory diet, which you can download from our website. Maybe kick up your doses of resveratrol or curcumin to much higher levels, or start something like the Relief Factor, which is a product that I have developed and we are selling nationally.
I'm using that currently. I just started using that.
Okay. Well, if you're going to start with that, I'd say start off with 3 packets a day instead of 2. Yep. And stay on 3 a day The mnemonic I give is 3 a day till the pain goes away.
That's a good one.
Then start cutting the dose down as tolerated. Depending on how much inflammation is there, some people will notice things going down in 2 or 3 days. People that have a long-lasting, well-established inflammatory pattern, it may take 2 months at 3 a day to get it down. So it's, you know, the proper dose is enough to do the job, however long it takes, but kick that dose up. And if you got that first 49-packet starter pack, you're going to need to order the 60 early because you'll run through that pretty fast at 3 a day.
Is that helpful, Robert?
Think, Robert. Think. What was that other question?
Okay, thank you.
If you do, call us right back.
All right. Take care, sir.
Taking your questions and your calls this morning. We are live in the studio, and we have room for you right now. If you'll call, don't wait until the very end of the show. 800-465-8770 is our number. That's 800-465-8770. Boy, I've been talking a lot about prostate issues today and Viasure. If there's a topic that you'd like to talk about or maybe a recent diagnosis, right now is the time to call at 800-465-8770. All right, so Dr. Umat, looking right at you. What is new for you at the clinics? What are you noticing? What are people really asking about these days? Or what is at the top of the list for some of your patients right now?
Well, there's a lot that's going on. Right now at the clinics, we're focusing on the June 24th event, which is our health fair.
Yes.
So for non-patients, an opportunity to come in and do the early cancer detection test.
Oh, the gallery
test. For $1,250. Okay. And this time around, the difference is that we will offer a longevity panel at a very discounted price of $250. And so for anybody who's interested, just call the clinic. It is by appointment only. Mm-hmm. And we are getting booked up, but we still have plenty of room. So
that's good.
So very excited about that. But the other thing that people are asking is about our IV nutrient therapy program. Mm-hmm. Again, we are starting that, and that's only for longevity patients. It's been my baby for many years. Jerry knows I've been trying to get this off the ground for a long time, and we finally have all our ducks in a row. For any of longevity patients listening, you know, IV nutrients just basically means we can give you a lot more fluids with some multivitamins. What we're doing is buying pre-mixed individual containers of nutrients from pharmacies. We're not mixing them, which was the problem why they were taken off the market by the federal government, because companies were buying bulk and you know, mixing them individually, causing risk for increased contamination.
And they didn't all have clean rooms, and so they do the mixing in.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
We have a hood. We have a clean room. Our medical assistants are trained, and we buy the bottles pre-made from pharmacy, and we just mix it with the IV therapy or IV fluid. And then our doctors monitor you with the medical team for the duration that you're in the clinic. And we do have you fill out a questionnaire. We do our pre- and post-evaluations. Mm-hmm. And what it does is, you know, for somebody who's either not absorbing all the nutrients, or you've been sick, or you have had a little flu or a fever, or just not quite yourself, not drinking enough water because you're worried you have to go get up and pee all the time. Well, this just provides the nutrients, it provides the fluids, and it kind of gets rid of that blah sensation that you might be suffering from. So if for longevity patients only right now, an introductory price, $200. So, you know, a nice little thing to get going and get rid of that sensation that's kind of pulling you down. And then the other things that are in the works right now, there's actually quite a bit, Jerry, is our DNA testing. We're mm-hmm. looking at bone density testing. We're just looking at adding a lot more value to what we do. And that's because technology is advancing, and we want to keep pace with all the new things that are out there. So telomere length, APO, genetic markers, we always do. But if we start doing the DNA testing, then the APOE test will be a part of the DNA mm-hmm. test. And so we're looking at cognitive function a little bit better. Also looking at your own metabolic pathways and your genetic map so that we can say, curcumin is good for you. Fish oil is the best for you. So your map will tell us how you will respond to those things. And that makes it more personalized testing and therapy rather than, well, we know curcumin is good, therefore you will benefit also.
Yeah. It's better with the genetics so we know who is a responder in advance and who isn't.
Exactly.
Okay. So what does a DNA test involve? Is that a blood test?
Well, it's preliminary right now. Jerry hasn't seen it. So first step, he has to see it.
Okay, and we got to look at this.
Yeah, but I was very impressed with the company that I've looked at a few right now. So Jerry and I will now do the nitty-gritty and look at
the
more detail.
We'll take a look at the panels and see what they can do and what the costs are. Because, you know, DNA mapping is pretty high-tech and not real cheap.
Right,
So we want to make sure that that if people are going to put out that kind of money, that they're going to get benefit for that.
Exactly. And then, you know, the food sensitivity testing, that's becoming very, very popular. We are personalizing it, so it will carry our logo. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just marching right along. These things take time, and it's it's great stuff. It just brings me joy.
Well, it's leading edge medicine, yeah. Which is why we call the show.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
On top of it, doing things before everybody else, finding out, getting the details, the information, and then doing this.
Yeah, and then, you know, the stool testing company has been by the office. They want us to look at their reports again because they've made some changes. So, you know, just like Dr. Pentland, being a specialist in GI health, by the way, he'll come on the radio show in the next few weeks and join us.
Good.
Wonderful.
And, you know, he's looking at H. pylori testing. He's asking about other stuff. Just lots of things. So, yeah, we're moving
and
right
if you're
along.
Going, what does all that mean? He's the gut. gut expert.
He's the gut guy.
Yes. The gut guy for longevity, and we hear so much about leaky gut and all sorts. It's like, what does this mean? So he can come in the next few weeks and explain what that means and how we can take care of that. So whatever you'd like to talk about today, we are going to take a break here in just a moment, but the phone lines are wide open at 800-465-8770. What are you dealing with? Your own health, maybe your questions about aging, maybe a medication that you heard about or read about, and it's like, okay, this is going to fix everything. Run it by the doctors. Let's talk about that. Or maybe a diagnosis that you have or a family member you're not quite understanding of what's going on or what you can expect. We'd love to have you call in on the show, and you can be part of it right now at 800-465-8770. We'll be right back.
Hey, hey, Paula.
And Dr. Samira Umat in the studio, Leading Edge Medicine, talking about your health as you are aging. And Dr. Umat, I just heard you have a question to Dr. Mixon on the break. And it's like, you know what? Let's talk about that while we're waiting for our next caller at 800-465-8770.
Well, it was all sparked with Jerry talking about taurine. And
taurine,
I said, of course, I know he's looking into it because it popped up on my search as well. And I said, okay, I'm sure I'll hear more about it. So it's the new longevity drug or supplement or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. So no surprise here, Jerry. How many papers have you pulled on it? A dozen already?
I've got 8 papers that I put in the doctor teaching file.
Okay.
I've actually looked at 20-some.
close to two dozen.
But okay. I pulled out 8 that I thought the doctors should all read.
Yeah.
And so
I will send them an email.
All right, yes, because it just happened to go on. It's in the doctor teaching file. It's in a file called Longevity, Vitamins, and Minerals.
Okay, by the way, I have started a conversation about vitamins and minerals as well with the team. So anyway, by the by.
Well, it's just that, you know, taurine is kind of fascinating. It's listed as a conditional necessary vitamin. or amino acid. It's an amino acid that is not used in making our proteins. Mm. And so it used to be we thought it was just kind of a byproduct, et cetera. But it's turning out that taurine actually declines with age.
Yes.
And it's quite high levels in young people, and the older you get, the less taurine you've got in your bloodstream.
Right.
But it does have a profound impact on a lot of metabolic functions. And in the animal studies, it increases longevity, mm. and it increases health span. So it's one more thing we can add. Now, the longevity in the mice is only 12% increased.
Mm.
Okay. So you got a mouse that would live normally 25 months on average for laboratory mice. So you get a 12% increase over that. You've increased their lifespan by about 2 months, 2.5 months. Mm. Okay. So 25 to 27. That's not as good as the senescent cell therapies that increased it by 36%,
mm.
three times better than the taurine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the taurine is non-prescription and cheap, and you know it has almost no adverse effects.
Mm.
So it's one of those things that I think we're going to start pushing on our patients. And the studies involved with type 2 diabetics are really important because it seems to help prevent a lot of the diabetic complications.
Ah.
It protects their eyes and their hearts and their hearing.
Yeah.
So,
I think Sunil swears that I don't hear him.
Yeah. Well,
whether it's selective or not, I don't know. But,
it's the real reason women use twice the amount of words a day than
so men will
than
hear them.
Men. Yes,
yeah.
We are constantly repeating.
Actually, you know what's really going on is as men age, we lose our high-pitched hearing.
Oh.
High-pitched hearing goes first in males. And so that's women's voices are pitched higher than men. We can hear other men better than we can hear women. We're not ignoring you, dear. We just don't hear you.
Now, what about selective memory?
Because
if I say, hey, it's
yeah.
time for dinner, hello, he's right there.
Yeah.
Or other phrases, I can get an immediate reaction. But
that's right.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, well, I'm sorry, what was that, dear?
Yeah.
Yeah, ladies, if you really want to know whether your man can hear you or not, use a phrase such as this. Honey, I'm really feeling lusty. Can you help me? There's a good chance he'll hear that, I promise.
Oh, so. Look at the phones. The phones are ringing.
Say what?
Okay. All right. I do have an off-the-air question since we were talking about taurine. Somebody wanted to know, where does taurine originate from? And how is it cultivated?
Cultivated.
Yeah. It's,
cultivated.
We don't know about this. And then we have some callers on the line we want to get to right away.
Okay. Taurine is an amino acid, actually.
Okay.
And so, you know, some animals create it. It is in some animal meats. Some vegetables have small amounts of it. But the best place to kick your big dose of taurine up is you go someplace and you buy a big bottle of it.
Supplement, yeah.
Ah.
and you take a couple of thousand milligrams a day. It comes in 500 and 1,000 milligram capsules. Interesting, the animal studies, of course, they use it as a powder. They mix it in their foods
right.
and their chows. Mm-hmm. But, it's a fascinating compound. I just started pulling the papers here a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to pull some more, but I think it's kind of fascinating. I first became aware of taurine as an energy booster.
That's right.
And when I developed a year or more ago, I developed a compound for the Relief Factor Company called, Go Factor.
Okay.
That Relief Factor Company is selling this stuff we call Go Factor. And the primary ingredient is taurine.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's taurine with a big boost of B vitamins and a smidgen of caffeine just because everybody expects caffeine in it.
Mm.
But it's got so much less caffeine than the energy drinks. So it's designed not to make you jittery.
Yes, good.
But what we've found with it is it's that big taurine dose is a great boost for people over 50 where they have lunch and then they get groggy and you get low energy.
Ready for a nap.
Yeah. And the taurine pushes you through that, and you get your energy boost, which is why we called it Go Factor. And
okay.
It's going, it lets you keep going, and you don't get jittery. It's not like the five-hour energy.
Oh, boy, yes.
Those scary things,
yeah.
No, won't do that for you. So, you know, so if you want to buy one place you can get it, go to relieffactor.com, look at products. It's on there.
And it's called Go Factor, and it's for energy. It is not
for energy.
Other things that you might think, yeah.
But it turns out that it does a lot of other stuff, including
regulating you.
Well, and preventing folks, type 2 diabetics, from developing problems with their eyes and their heart and their hearing and so on. So it's a mitochondrial booster.
Okay.
So aging and conditions such as diabetes usually benefit from taurine significantly.
All right. Okay. Ah, thank you, doctors. All right, let's take a phone call here talking about caffeine. Jackie from Kent is on the line. Hi there, Jackie. Thank you for calling in.
Hi.
How can we help?
I heard you, Dr. Mixon, say that you used a caffeine cream on your face to tighten your face. So I asked Dr. Pentland for that.
You got it a little bit backwards, okay? The caffeine cream is for the pre-malignant, the things that develop skin cancers. Progesterone cream on the face is to tighten and make the skin more elastic.
Okay, so the benefits of caffeine cream is only...
It's to help prevent skin cancer. So if you get a lot of sun exposure, using a caffeine cream on your sun exposed areas when you go out can help prevent the sun from doing the damage that can result in skin cancer later on. But if what you're looking for is prettier skin with more elasticity and fewer wrinkles, then it's the progesterone cream.
Okay.
That's what I put on my face and neck every day.
And Dr. Mixon, I know you have talked about your shaving cream. Now, does that have caffeine? Would that be something?
I buy a shaving cream that's a caffeinated shaving cream.
So a few different face creams here.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to use a shaving cream anyway.
Yeah.
Because I shave every day.
There we go. And Jackie, I don't think you need that.
Do you absorb enough from a shaving cream that it can reduce?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really know.
But you know, Jackie, as we're talking, I'm thinking you need to see one of my girls at Bella Medica.
Yes.
So at Bella Medica, they will do a skin analysis. And we are carrying specialty prescription creams now that are basically geared for you. And your prescription will tell you how frequently to use and what to use for. There are several different kinds that the girls have now. But I would suggest if you're looking for skin improvement and skin tightening, you should see one of the... For you as a longevity patient, actually for anybody, the consult is completely free. But longevity patients get a discount on services at Bella Medica.
Okay. Yes. Because I used the caffeine cream and it just showed up every tiny wrinkle I had.
Yes.
Oh no.
Well, it does because, the caffeine cream is not for wrinkles. That's the progesterone cream.
Right.
Oh no. I am sorry to hear that.
Oh my God. I'm glad
we got
that cleared out.
By the way, did you get it commercially or did you have it compounded by somebody?
I got it from. Well, Dr. Pentland ordered it for me.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah, because you asked him for caffeine.
Yeah, she asked
him. I asked him for it,
so that'll prevent skin cancer.
Yes, so if you're out in the sun a lot this summer, use your caffeine cream. But if you want pretty skin, use your progesterone cream.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. If you come and meet Adriana, she's our new master esthetician, she will give you a lecture about sunblock. And I promise you, everybody who comes into her orbit uses sunblock a lot.
Yes, every day.
And we actually carry a variety of sunblock now. Skin Better has one. We have Ulta MD. We have the tinted ones for people like me that are brown skin that like the tinted ones.
I like the tinted ones because I don't have brown skin.
Yeah,
it gives me a little color, just a tiny bit. For the sunscreen.
Interesting. We have the body screen. So there's a lot of sunscreens.
Lots of options.
Okay.
Come and speak to Adriana or any of the girls. They'll help you.
Thank you for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye. Jackie.
Thank you so much, Jackie. Oh, I love it. We're going to take Catherine's call in just a moment, but have enough time for you as well at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine. Stay right there. A nice song to clap along to, right, Dr. Mixon?
Right, absolutely.
Oh, good morning. My name is Lynette, here with the most amazing doctors. Love my Saturday mornings. Hopefully you are tuning in every Saturday to be a part of the show, listen to the show. And like so many people I hear, they're like, I just get so much good information.
You know, it's one of the joys of being in the clinic, because I do Bella Medica too. Mm-hmm. And I come across many patients that are not longevity patients. But it's so nice to hear them say, I've been listening to you guys for years, and especially you, Dr. Mixon. I listen to Dr. Mixon. And I, like I say, you know, it's the value that they see in what you say that brings them back at some point in time to us. And that, I think, is priceless. You can't
absolutely
put a price on that. So,
absolutely.
Anyway, wanted you to know that. I think if the lady who told me that recently is listening, hey, it was a pleasure to meet you recently.
So. Oh, I love that. Yes, we value your time, your phone calls, and when you call in on the show each week, Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Samira Umat, Dr. Jerry Mixon in the studio today. And we're going to head to Auburn. We have a caller there named Catherine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
How can we help you, ma'am? We hear you just fine.
Okay. So probably about 20 years ago, I came down with H. pylori. Mm-hmm. And ever since, and it took them 6 years to figure out what was wrong with me. So in the process, it kind of destroyed my gut. And ever since then, I've been trying to get my health back. Mm-hmm. And it got my health got so bad that one day I couldn't even get up off the couch.
Oh dear.
Because it was bad, and it's been bad. I've gone to all kinds of naturopaths. I've tried all kinds of antibiotics. I've tried peptides, and I cannot, and my inflammation scores are out the roof. My stress level is out the roof. Mm-hmm. And I just cannot get my stomach back to healing. So I'm really stuck. I don't know what to do.
Well, as it happens, we have one of our doctors who specializes in gut and bowel.
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Pentland.
Yes.
And, you know, as we age, gut and bowel problems get to be more and more of an issue. And so we have one of our doctors who, in addition to doing our standard, you know, age-related therapies, also has a special interest in bowel. We call him our gut guy.
The gut guy, Dr. Ken Pentland.
Yeah, he's actually really very good. He's with us in the Kirkland Clinic. And for all longevity patients, it's an added benefit that we can ask him for a consultation without any additional charge for our patients. I've used that several times, and my patients will go to him. And this gentleman that I sent to him recently is doing so much better after consulting with him and following his advice and doing the testing and taking the supplements that he recommended. So, and he's going to join us on the radio show here coming in the next few weeks. Jerry, I don't know exactly when, but he will be here. So, I mean, you have a couple of options. I'm not the gut expert, and I will admit that freely. So I don't know what to tell you. Is there something that we might be able to do? I'm not sure. We'll only know when we meet you.
You probably ought to come in and get the HA appointment at least.
Yeah.
Do the testing and you know, see what we can maybe we can help.
If you come to the Kirkland Clinic, you can ask for Dr. Pentland, given that you have a GI preference, and I'm sure we'll be able to accommodate that.
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
Okay. All right. And good luck to you, and thank you for calling.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Very good, Catherine.
Thank you.
All right. And we have room for one more phone call at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. You were mentioning Longevity Medical Clinics, of course, three clinics that you can pick one. There must be one near you. Tacoma, Kirkland, and Linwood. And you can still get that free health analysis appointment by giving us a call, getting scheduled. We want to know a little bit about your history. As Dr. Mixon says, got to know what life has done to you so far. And we'll do two tests. Very simple. You don't need to be afraid of them. The blood test, that's easy. The in-body test is something that's very important. Lets the doctors know what's going on with muscle and fat and water and inflammation. So lots of good information there for the doctors. And then what happens, Dr. Umat, after they do the in-body, their first time with the health analysis?
Well, they get to meet with one of our doctors, and this is a free visit, and our doctors will have a little bit of information about them, and they will be able to talk to them about what longevity can do for them. And if they then decide to proceed, then it's a $600 blood draw. And you will have your blood test that day. And then we will bring you back in for another 1 hour visit with the doctor that you saw, going over your test results. And at that time, they will have more of your medical history. They will have reviewed your test results, and they will talk to you about what they see in the lab work and how we can be of assistance to you. And then that's just the tip of the iceberg. What I tell everybody is that more stuff comes along as we learn more about you, and then we customize your program to your needs. We first start with what is the same for everybody, but then very quickly we start customizing to your needs. We start with our basic, which is our hormone replacement therapies, our nutritional evaluations, and how to and what nutrients to give you. And based on what you've told us about yourself and your family history, we target to start your preventative program.
And suppress the inflammation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's always a big deal, is inflammatory suppression.
Always. And then, you know, we start going into the minuscule, whether it be the cardiac inflammatory panel or the nutritional panel or the gut panels or the cognitive panels or then, genetic testings.
And then within about 6 months or so, we start looking at the senescent cell therapies and, yeah, lots of stuff we can add once, but we got to start somewhere.
Yeah. And then, you know, as you, if you've been listening all day today, you would have heard Dr. Mixon, you know, sending us articles all the time. So he's looking at the research and he sends us what's new in the research. We get asked about it in the clinics, but he's already ahead of the game and telling us what the answers are. So,
yes.
And sometimes we may not know, but we have the time that we will look it up and we will get back to you if we don't know, because we spend 1 hour for every evaluation with you.
And that's huge. I mean, typically, what? I see my primary doctor, love my primary doctor, but I only get to see him once a year, maybe, and for just a quick 7 minutes. And so many times I have to go in with a list of things to ask him, because if I leave, then it's like, oh, I'm going to have to wait another year.
But, you know, primary cares are good for a quick screen. They really cannot divulge into the depths of any one.
Oh,
or
so different
issues
than what longevity does.
If you do have an issue and they do need to send you, they will have to send you out to a dietitian or a nutritionist or a cardiac specialist or somebody else. They really can't handle it.
Well, the problem is that, you know, they're on a treadmill. They're seeing an enormous number of people every day, and they run. Our doctors spend a full hour, and they can actually get to know you. It's hour-long visits as often as you need them, which is pretty unheard of.
That is
Nobody
very much unheard
that,
of.
Yeah.
No. And if you have questions or, okay, so doctor, I heard this on the show, or I have a friend that's doing this, or you actually can sit down with your doctor and get that information, and they help you understand what's going on in your body and why certain things are important. Because you'll hear somebody call in with all these pieces of information and numbers. It's like, okay, that's a longevity patient because they know their numbers, and it's so important.
Well, in this day and age of digital information, you need to know your numbers. They are at your fingertips. Right or wrong is not the question. The question is you have access.
Yes.
And so use what you have, because we can actually make a difference. In the past, it was like, okay, well, I have these genes. There's nothing I can do about it. Well, that's not quite true anymore. Yeah. You may have the genes, but whether you suppress the genes or express them is actually well within your control.
Yes. So let's get you into one of our clinics, Longevity Medical Clinics. The phone number to call to make that free health analysis appointment. And don't put it off. Call right now. I mean, we're almost halfway through the year. You could be feeling so much better by the end of the year, even next year, by making that call and getting started at 1-866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go to our website. Get more information at lmclinic.com. That is lmclinic.com. That is the number to also get more information. Now, while we have just a couple minutes left of our show today, Dr. you were talking about the Galleri test is coming back to our Kirkland Clinic. We did this in the springtime. It was so busy. You had to keep getting more phlebotomists to come in.
I know.
And so actually, it's like, oh, you don't want to miss out.
Yeah.
The Galleri test, you know, is a screen for 50 different cancers. It's $25 per cancer, so that comes up to $1,250 total. But you're screening for 50 different cancers.
That's
nobody
right.
else does that,
right? And insurance doesn't cover this. In case you're wondering, it's not.
But basically, everybody over 50, and everybody who has a high risk of cancers in their family, or anybody that's ever had any cancer, because that by definition makes you high risk of second and third cancers, you really ought to come get this test. And the question, of course, is how often? Well, it depends on how nervous you are.
Yes.
I mean, the company would love to have everybody do it every year.
Of course they would, yes. but good to get that information, right, Dr.
Yes,
Mixon?
Yeah, and at least get it as a baseline to make sure that right now you're cancer-free. Mm-hmm. And if you're not cancer-free, there's a good chance we found it before you had any symptoms, and that's the best time to try to cure it. If you wait till you're having pain or problems, it usually means the cancer has already spread. And that's not when we want to tackle it. So
now the good news is you get that information then a couple of weeks afterward and then are able to call negative or positive.
In addition, if you're getting the Galleri test, then if you also want to get our large 70-page panel of all of the other age-related tests done, $250 extra.
Wow.
We can do that. So,
and that's huge because it's usually $600, just a hair under $600, but you can get this at the same
usually
time.
Usually $595. We're offering it here for $250. And so your total bill for this, for the two tests, would be $1,495. $1,250 if you want to do the Galleri test, only another $250 to get all the other lab work done.
Okay, and that is happening one day only, and you do need to make an appointment for this. You can't just drop in.
Right.
Very important way you have enough people on staff to take care of you. And this is happening 2 weeks from today. That is a Saturday morning from 9 until noon at our Kirkland Longevity office.
That's right.
That is June 24th. So June 24th, just 2 weeks away, and 9 to noon. That is when you can make your appointment. So we would love to see you here and perhaps become eventually a new longevity patient. But most importantly, getting that information and knowing where you are with the Galleri test and your risks for all of those different cancers. This is a test I think we are all 10 years ago saying, wow, I wish they had a test for this. Now they do. Take advantage of that. Yes, and you can do that and make your appointment by calling 1-866-86-YOUNG. Okay, somebody's right there right now to take your phone call, 866-86-YOUNG or lmclinic.com. Get more information on that Galleri test coming up in 2 weeks on June 24th at our Kirkland Clinic. And that's the same number you call to get that free health analysis appointment as well. Hey, thank you so much for being part of the show. This is Leading Edge Medicine. On behalf of Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samiri Umat, my name is Lynette Morgan. I'll be back with you again next week right here on Leading Edge Medicine. Thank you for listening.